On Wednesday night, Governor Jim Justice presented lawmakers with his plan to balance the 2018 budget. The latest estimates from state revenue officials show there's a nearly $500 million budget gap in the upcoming fiscal year. And in short, Justice wants to close it by increasing taxes and making some minor cuts. His proposal would create $450 million in new taxes and cut government spending about $27 million. But during his State of the State address, the governor's office also released what they are calling an alternative budget, a list of government agencies that would have to be cut if lawmakers choose not to raise any taxes this session. Justice's alternative budget would close colleges and universities, the Department of Veterans Assistance, and end some senior services, among many other things. The alternative plan concerns Democratic delegate Brent Boggs.
When we're faced with this kind of a deficit, we can't possibly cut state government to the point that we lose so many vital services for so many segments of our population. So I think that he said that he's open to other cuts, but I think to think that we can possibly cut $450 million out and not really make West Virginia a very difficult place to live and to work, I think he's right on point.
On only the second day of the legislative session, there's quite a way to go before lawmakers put a final spending plan in place. But Boggs says he's optimistic about Justice's proposal.
He's giving us how it is. I don't think it's something that's sometimes the medicine's kind of bitter to take. But I think the takeaway, we need to make sure that we do what's right for the citizens of the state.
Thursday morning, representatives of the state budget and the governor's offices presented the governor's plan in more detail. Details House Finance Chair Eric Nelson says were not included in Justice's State of the State address. So he says he and his colleagues are just scratching the surface of the proposal.
I look at some of the positives that were out there, tourism in areas of the state, infrastructure. But you know, the devil's in the details. And gosh, our backs are against the wall. And so we've got to work hard all the way around, find areas of compromise. Many of his secretaries have only been in their spots for 2 weeks. So let's work through this.
On Thursday afternoon across the rotunda, members of the Senate Finance Committee were given that same detailed presentation by the director of the State Budget Office, Mark McCown. McCown was asked about that alternative budget made up solely of cuts to government, first by Kanawha County Senator Corey Palumbo.
Was the point of this exercise to come up with the cuts that would be or the most shocking?
Palumbo's mic cut out in the committee room, but he asks, was the point of the alternative budget to list the cuts that would be the least harmful or the most shocking? McCown says the governor's office wanted to avoid cuts to public education and most Medicaid coverage, while also keeping the state's prisons and jails open. But otherwise, McCown says there isn't much left in the budget to cut. Mike Hall is the Senate Finance Chair.
Obviously, to a lot of minds, it would be unacceptable to do several of these things on here. The question is, are there other things not on here that total up to a substantial amount of money? And my belief is, having looked at the budget, there are not other things like this unless you go to the school aid formula or the Medicaid line.
Hall says his finance committee will split into subgroups to dig through smaller sections of the budget to find additional places to cut. That work will begin after the committee hears from all of the state agencies during their budget presentations this month. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara.
And I'm Liz McCormick at the State House.